Are you dressed for success is how I began. And it's what I want to ask you again this morning. Are you dressed for success? Because if you will dress yourself for success, and you will be diligent to become a favorite of God, then he says, I will open a door for you, an abundant door, a marvelous, big, wide, abundant door into an everlasting inheritance that just won't quit. But you're just going to have to kick yourself in the seat of the pants and get the job done and make the decision for yourself. Many be called, but few are chosen. And boy, oh boy, if I look back over the 40 years, I begin my 41st year now as a Christian. If I look back over the last 40 years, I have to admit, I have seen many people, some of the most righteous, some of the most pure, some of the most holy, some of the most wonderful people you ever saw who wouldn't do anything that wasn't perfectly right, who was slothful and never became a favorite of God and fell by the wayside in their self-righteousness. And I've seen some of the most unlikely candidates used by God. But they became a favorite. They became irresistible to God. Are you irresistible to God, or are you just irresistible to yourself? Oh, now I struck on a big baby there. So many of us are so in love with ourselves that we think we're the cat's meow and God couldn't resist us on a bad day, and on a good day he'd be euphoric. But I've got news for you. You're not as cute as you think. And when it comes to kingdom business, God sent his son to the cross to die a dreadful death, ladies and gentlemen. A dreadful death. And that great price will be no less for you. If you hope to become a favorite of God, you're going to have to be willing to do some dying. Now, I tell you what, I believe God's sick and tired of hearing about the living you want to do. You always tell, I want this, and it'll make me happy, and I want that, it'll make me feel good, and I want the other thing. Yeah, God is tired about hearing what you want to live. He wants to know what you are willing to die for. I heard Robert Shuler about 25 years ago say, until you've found something to die for, you've never lived. And I think some of you have the whole thing reversed. You're trying desperately to satisfy yourself and to fulfill yourself and to secure yourself and make you feel good and wanted and needed and important. And God says, you don't do that by pursuing it. Jesus said, if you try to save your life, you'll lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake and the gospel, you'll save it. You've got it the wrong way around. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And I'm here to tell you on the first day of 06 that God wants to open an abundant, huge door for you. But to go through it and have him open that door, you're going to have to base your life on a level of diligence that goes beyond the average. You're going to have to be more diligent. And that's going to mean some big changes for some. But you've been invited by the Holy One of Israel. And I challenge you this morning to become a favorite of God. I challenge you this morning to say, yes, I hear that. I want to become a favorite of God. God, I want to become a favorite. Now, that's not something you can ask him for. Isn't that an incredible thing? You can't say, God, I want to be your favorite. Any more than you can walk up to someone and say, I want to be your favorite. The question comes right back at you. What's there about you that's so favorable? I mean, what is this thing you got going here? Are you that hot? The truth of the matter is God loves diligence. That's why in Revelation he says that the Laodicean, the lukewarm, make him sick and throw up. God gets excited about excited people. God gets excited about diligent people. And you've almost killed yourself with selfishness and slowness and weakness. And God says, I want to give you an open door. And that brings me to the prophetic.